So, just to recap on the main points so far. The in-store interviews now give us much more accurate figures for customer satisfaction, but they still don't tell us what we can do to improve our service. OK, that brings me to the end of my part of the presentation this morning. Inez, over to you.
Thanks, Carl. Well, now, let me try to answer Carl's question. As you know, last month we set up 15 focus groups in different cities around the country. And one thing we did was ask them to text us 10 adjectives to describe the ideal mobile phone sales advisor. Here's a diagram of the results. Now, to help them choose a mobile phone, we were expecting people to want a knowledgeable and informative sales advisor. But as you can see, mostly what they wanted was someone helpful and friendly. And that's where some of our sales teams are failing. So, just to sum up, too many of our customers are currently leaving our stores unhappy with the service they received. This is not because our sales advisors don't have complete product knowledge. They do. It's because they simply don't have the people skills they need to give helpful and friendly service. And that's why I'm recommending that we now make people skills training a priority. Okay, let's wrap it up there. Any questions? Yes, Hugo.